Okay, is this working? All right. What's that? He was cutting the grass? Right. All right. Well, welcome to Thursday night. I must have a pretty powerful message for the enemy to be working so doggone hard on me. I mean, firmware update pops up, says I couldn't even use the mixer until they do the firmware update. Well, you know, that sounds okay, right? Firmware update wiped out every setting I had in here. Every setting. So that's why when we're listening for the people on Facebook, that's why you didn't hear the drums. You heard about everything else. You might have heard a smidgen of drums, but you didn't hear much, if any. And yes, my challenge here right now is the piece of equipment in front of me. Typing in the right stuff so I can look at some of the awesome comments from people that are connecting in and being kind today. But I tell you what, it's got to be an awesome message for the enemy to work so hard to keep me from getting this out, because the enemy's a liar. He is a liar. But God is good. See you there, Bruce. Okay. Oh, Noah's watching. Awesome. Noah is watching too. Noah is the grandson. You know Noah? Okay, good. You've heard us talking about Noah. Well, Noah is watching. But don't request that awesome song today, Noah, because my praise band, I think, is leaving on me and I don't have the music set up right. Okay, so today, we're going to certainly pray for you, Linda. I heard you took a spill.
I did, Tuesday afternoon.
One day, you, instead of walking down the steps, you decided to...
I went backwards.
Backwards down the steps. Was it like carpeted steps, or was at least it was carpeted steps?
It was okay. Five steps.
Oh, it was five. Okay, so it wasn't like a whole flight. Oh, you went down five of the 12. So, okay. Now, was it the, were you, so you were part of the way up and then fell backwards, or were you all at the top and only stopped? You're walking up, got up like five steps and then fell backwards.
And I had stuff in my hand.
Yeah.
And I had my cell phone.
See, that was it. You shouldn't have had the cell phone.
And I have the button on me where the button is in case
you fall. Oh, you do. You wear one of those buttons at the house if you fall. Okay.
But it did not work.
Oh, the button didn't work. Really?
No.
You don't test it? They don't have you test it every so often? Or is it supposed to automatically test itself? Or? Huh.
And so I did pass out. When I got on the bottom of my steps, I didn't know what to do. But I know to go up and go call Debbie.
Okay. And you got Debbie and you got taken care of. Well, we're going to pray. Needless to say, we're definitely doing laying hands for you tonight. That's a definite.
But this happened today.
Yeah.
This is
around the eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, all that stuff happened today. Okay. All right. Well, guess what God laid on my heart to share tonight? John chapter 3. Right? We all know John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten. All right, we all know that. Well, here's kind of all the stuff that kind of comes up to that point. And it's kind of neat how God works through this stuff and how he teaches us things. I had the privilege of ministering with a young man today on some different things, and we had a good time of fellowship, good time of prayer, good time of just trying to speak God's peace, and God was there. God was there because he always is. He always is. So John chapter 3. You know what? Before I get into John chapter 3, I'm going to go ahead and take care of the air over here because I see you ladies are looking like you're cold and I'm actually feeling a slight chill, which tells me the air conditioning is working. And the cool thing is I have this wireless mic and nobody knows the better. Let's turn this up. Oops, don't do that. Okay. I'm usually not this messed up on Thursday. That's how hard the enemy is working against me. Breathe. Oh, Chris is watching too. Awesome. All right, John chapter 3. Jesus teaches Nicodemus. Now, where there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, he was a member of the Jewish ruling council, and he came to Jesus at night. Okay, the Jew. Now, why did he come to it at night? Right, he came to it at night because he didn't want the other people in the council to know, because everybody was stacked. They were stacking the deck against Jesus, right? So he comes to him at night and says, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." And I love the way Jesus replies to this. In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." Now here's why I like why Jesus replied like that. What's the typical human response? Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, or something to humble yourself from. But Jesus just says, "Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he was born again." Now, obviously, Nicodemus is a little confused by this one. So he says, "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." And Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit." That's why it's so important for us. We're told in Romans 12, we're told through there, you know, how it's important it is to be born again. Okay? So that's carried on throughout this. But this is the first time Jesus is talking about this. So then Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows where it pleases, and you hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit." All right, now you can imagine Nicodemus at this point, right? "Huh? What'd you just say? What are you talking about, right? This is all new. This is all new. How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. He said, "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus. He was speaking. So Nicodemus is an elder, right? He's on the council. Jesus says to him, "You're a teacher and you do not understand these things." So Jesus is confused, right? He says, "Look, you've been studying all the scrolls, all the books, all the writings from God, and yet you don't understand these things. But I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony." And don't you like, I like how this version says, "but still you people," all right? Referring to the Pharisees, right? And all the people on the council. Yeah, he didn't say those people, he said, "you people." I mean, he was pretty direct on this. He said, "I've spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?" All right, so essentially Jesus is telling him, "Look, you don't accept me for what I'm doing here. All these worldly things you're seeing, you're not, and so how can you believe anything else? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man," meaning Jesus. Jesus is the only one who's come from heaven in earthly form. "So just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." All right, we got to double back on that. "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert." Now, for those who aren't familiar, back in the Old Testament, there was a bunch of snakes that God had let come forth as punishment just for the Israelites being disobedient. And the way that they would be cured, if they were bitten by a snake, the way they would be cured and live was to look at a brass snake. Moses made a brass snake and put it up on a pole and held it up. And Jesus is saying, in that same way, that's how you're going to be looking to me, meaning Jesus' death on the cross, okay? So again, that one reads just like that. Just as Moses, that was verse 14 in John 3:14. "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Now for this verse, everybody knows, the most popular one, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Now, a lot of us tend to stop there, you know, because that's what we're taught, right? Oh, yeah, another verse. But it's really important what happens in verse 17 right after that. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him," meaning Jesus. I mean, those two go hand in hand. But yet, the guy who first started making this popular, going to the sporting events, you remember this back in the 60s and 70s? Remember the guy would write John 3:16? You'd see him in all the commercials. You'd see him everywhere. This guy was everywhere. He didn't put 16-17. He just put 16, so everybody just remember 16. But 17 is huge. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Now, when Jesus returns, he will judge the world. Okay, we're told, that's made very clear in Revelation. But for right now, we're dealing with this aspect of it. So Jesus comes so the world can be saved through him. For whoever believes in him, Jesus, is not condemned. But whoever does not believe in Jesus stands condemned at ready because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. All right, so they're making that one pretty clear there too, right? You believe, you're good. You don't believe, you're pretty much sealed your eternal fate, and that's not going to be hanging in heaven. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. So all the evil things that we tend to do just by nature, right? I mean, and the easiest way to identify that is just take a look at a child. You know, when a child is born, right? They're very, I mean, obviously they need things because they're small, they can't, but it's all about them, right? It's, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. And as parents, it's up to us, you know, to go ahead and try to get them, say, oh, whoa, wait, as they grow up. Otherwise, they stay the same way because that's our nature. That's our nature. We're at verse 20. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. Now, think about that one, right? Okay, so people who've been doing a lot of bad things and you know, they don't want to be exposed, so they're going to be in fear of that exposure. Verse 21, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that may be plainly seen what has been done through God. So there's the light. There's the light of Christ. So God was laying heavy on my heart to share that part of it. The rest of the chapter in John 3, I can highlight just a couple pieces of it. Actually, you know what? Let me highlight a little bit of it. I want to highlight just a couple things in John 4, which are actually kind of neat. It talks about the authenticity of Christ. So John the Baptist was testified against Jesus. This is in verse 22, and I'm just going to hit the highlights for you. So John is baptizing Jesus, and actually let's quantify this. Jesus' disciples are baptizing. Jesus didn't actually do the baptizing. Jesus' disciples did the baptizing. All right, so we had both this going on at the same time. So John's disciples are saying are checking out with John and say, hey, you know, what's up with this guy? You know, and John said, look, I've made it pretty clear, I'm not the Messiah. I made the pathway for the Messiah. You know, you guys know where we need to hang out. And of course, a lot of them ended up going on over, hanging out with Jesus. So John testified, of course, to Jesus being the Son of God. Now in John chapter 4. And I want to share a little piece of this for you because this is pretty neat. And I don't know if this version of it is actually going to show the part that I want to show, but I'll bring it up to you. So Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman, okay? And so Jesus was getting real popular. More disciples were going to him than John. And remember, this was before John was in prison or anything. So John's still out doing his thing. He said, and then they went to Samaria, and Jacob's well was there. And Jesus goes to the well and sits down. It was about the sixth hour. Now, when they say the sixth hour, they're referring to the sixth hour of the day, daylight, okay? So it was about the sixth hour, so probably around noon or so. And when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, this is John 4:7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? And his disciples had gone into town to buy food. So the Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. And Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink. See, of course, she didn't know he was the Son of God. He said, you have asked him that he would be giving you living water. And sir, the woman said, you have nothing drawn with, but the well is deep. He said, well, how are you going to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank it from it himself, as did his sons and flocks and herds? And Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up with eternal life. And of course, the woman says, hey, I want some of that, you know, because she's thinking I'm not going to have to be hauling water from the wall anymore, right? And then of course, then Jesus goes on and says, hey, well, go and call your husband and come and have him come back. And she says, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you're right. You have no husband. The fact is, you've had five husbands, and the man you're with now is not your husband. And then here's one of the things I love with this. So Jesus says, hey, what you said is true. Then woman says, oh, I can see you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that this is a place where we must worship in Christ. See what she did there? She changed the subject. <It's> like, she changed the subject. Like, oh, let's not talk about that. Just like we mentioned earlier, right? Those in darkness don't want to be exposed to the light. But yet she did come to terms, as we know, as it moved through there. So John 3, a little bit of John 4. There's actually another piece of it in John 4, which is really neat. And it's actually in the King James Version. This was a New International I was reading. It talks about, it shows the authenticity of the Bible and the fact that the Gospel of John was dictated. Okay, John didn't pen it with his own hand. He actually sat in front of a group of scribes and they wrote it. And in the King James Version, it's really funny because there's a verse where it says, John is describing how Jesus went to the well, and he says, Jesus sat thus. Now, when we speak normally, we wouldn't speak like that, right? What do you mean, Jesus sat thus? So that shows the authenticity of the Bible, because what happened was John was speaking to him and he said, Jesus sat thus. He showed them how Jesus sat, right? Little tidbits, all right? little bits of fun for the authenticity of the Bible. God is good. We've got prayer requests that I know people are putting on here for Facebook. Keep bringing them on. We're going to take some prayer requests from those who are here right now, and we're going to lift them up, get in our circle, because God is good. God is amazing. So I hope that John 3:16 resonated with somebody here, somebody out there, because God, obviously the devil didn't want me to get that message today. Oh, I love questions from the cheap seats.
In that movie that we watched segment by segment. You know,
oh, the movies that we had a while back? Yeah, right.
They used a lot of that in there. And then there's a lot of it, obviously, in the Bible. A lot of the sentences start out, you know, Jesus said, I tell you the truth.
Right.
I mean, right. You know, we know that's true, but is it because everybody doubted?
Okay, so that movie, that's a real good point. So we had watched, and for those who aren't familiar, especially watching on Facebook Live, we had run some movies here. Which gospel was that one? Was that, I've actually still got it up here. I think it was the Gospel of Matthew, and it was, I don't remember, you hear Mom for some of that too? But anyway, what they do is they read every word spoken in the acting of this. Was words from Scripture. And to your point, you're right. I tell you the truth, right? When Jesus makes those statements, I tell you the truth. Yeah, that was just a method. That actually ended up being just a style of writing that they did through that. But it was a good point. It's a real good point. Because you remember we talked about, it was before we were doing stuff on Facebook Live, but we talked about the different Gospels. And how different disciples, different apostles would go through, and they remember different tidbits. All right, for example, when Jesus was arrested in Gethsemane, right at the Garden of Gethsemane, when all that happened, there's different recollections from it. There's one version that actually shows where there was a young boy that they grabbed his cloak and he wiggled out of his cloak and he ran away naked is how it says, all right? Now, you got to understand that when they say naked in there, that he wasn't truly naked. He was, and it's his undergarments, but to them, you know, hey, gosh, you know, I'm exposed. I'm naked. So, but you don't see that in every one of the Gospels, right? And other little pieces like that. That was a lot of fun. We had to double back and go over some of that stuff again. That was, those were fun. But thanks, Bruce. So Bruce, how goes life? What do we need to lift in prayer for you today, Bruce?
Donna's home.
That's good. That's a joy then, right? I hope. Donna's home. And the weather's getting better, right? It's got to be getting better. We still have April impersonating January. Yeah, well, Mom just got back yesterday. I think you're thinking the same thing, right? Yeah, why? She came back from Florida too soon. Too soon. Well, that's good. So God's blessing you then, right, Bruce? Life is good. How are things going for you, Rita?
My cousin had brain surgery for brain tumor.
cousin passed yesterday. So your cousin had a brain tumor and finally, okay, she passed yesterday. Yeah, peace for the family, obviously, yeah. And gosh, you could have made anything else, right? Anything else? Oh, you saw I Can Only Imagine the movie? Yeah. You liked it? Good. Good. Yeah, it's nice to see a lot of that, those type of movies finally coming out because we've just been bombarded with junk for so long. Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. Good. Another joy. Yes, Bruce. Yeah. Probably.
Chris.
Yep.
And he was absolutely brave about what we're doing with the band and what we did for Noah last year.
Oh, really? Okay, so you have a friend that gets together with the Darrtown United Methodist group, the Chris Trumbull, and I know Chris is watching, that Chris leads, and he liked the fact we're doing the Facebook Live and Noah was watching and played the song for him, and yeah, So Happy Together was the song, yeah. Oh, that's neat. Well, you know what? I know Noah's loved it because that particular episode, he actually has been using Chris Trumbull, his granddad's phone, and he's commented about 50 times. God bless him. He's watching. We love you, Noah. We're still praying for you, but yeah, we're lifting up Noah, because God's not finished with you yet, man. He's got a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff for Noah. Absolutely, that is good. Well, Linda's back. I guess I'll ask Linda.
We had to pray for my friend John. That who called me.
John, okay.
He's my brother of Christ.
Good. It's good to have a brother in Christ.
And then we have lunch with him tomorrow. Yeah? I said, pretty.
So how can we pray for John?
He to have his things by his heart.
He's having problems with his heart?
He had a heart attack.
Oh, he had a heart attack.
About a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And died.
And then came back? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the heart actually stopped. He died, but they got and brought him back, huh? Wow.
He feels good, and I miss him a lot. But we had to pray for my old friend, Tanya. She's been in the hospital since Easter. She's going to have two babies.
Yeah, how much longer do they need her to stay in there in the hospital before Tanya can have her babies?
She needs to be 34 weeks.
34 weeks is what they want, and how many weeks does she have to go?
Last time we saw her, she said she's at 31.
She's at 31 weeks right now? Okay. Okay, because she's been in the hospital this yeah.
They are going to June 1st. They will, what do they call that when they
induce? They're going to induce her? Okay, good. All right, well, then we're lifting up Sonia. And, of course, for Linda, we're praying for you, but who else?
I have a, in the following, it was a joy. Where the joy, I didn't pass out.
That would be a joy, not passing out.
And also, I didn't break anything else in my body.
Nothing was broken?
Sore.
Good.
And then today, I had black eyes.
Yeah, the black eye stuff. Yeah, we're going to pray for that. God is going to touch you and take care of that stuff. Because that's what God
and
does.
Tuesday, I'm going to go with my friend Ruth. Get a deck, because we won $1,500 to buy a clay wheel.
Oh, really?
Pottery wheel.
Okay, good.
So
pottery wheel, nice.
So me and Ruth and the other guy is going to get the deck.
Nice.
The problem is, we're out of luck today.
Okay. The pottery wheel, then. You'll be blessed.
Yes.
That'd be good. That'd be real good. How's it going for you, Debbie?
It's harder and harder to get up now that I've made the decision to leave.
That's right. Retirement is the 22nd of June.
But I want you to pray for a cousin of my friend, Rosina. Her cousin lives with her because they lived in the islands, and during the hurricane, the hospital was destroyed.
Yeah.
And where she took dialysis. So she came to the United States to take dialysis.
Right. She came to the U.S. for dialysis. Okay.
And now she has pneumonia. And now today.
She has pneumonia?
ICU. And she's having problems breathing. They will not allow them to put in a breathing tube.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure where they're standing.
All right. So she's got a. Yeah.
Rosie's pretty concerned. She, her husband is here with her, so I'm sure he's concerned.
Yes, yeah, pneumonia, breathing problems, all the yuck. All right.
I'm sorry, but I don't know her cousin's name.
Sorry.
She just called her
cousin. Rosie's cousin, okay. Rosie's cousin, we're lifting up Rosie's cousin, absolutely. Anything else?
Yeah.
Good, good, God's good. Mom, you're back. You're back.
Yes.
Good flight back?
Good flight back. That's great. Yeah. Yes, good flight
back. Nice.
Nothing but turbulent. But it was good coming back.
Excellent.
And I just seem to praise that Dad finally got out.
Well, you praise that Dad got out of the tractor, out of the mud hole. Okay. That works for that. Probably free of the mud. That's good. Let me look through here real quick. Let's see here, and I have to kind of go backwards on it, so bear with me for a moment. See what else is coming in through Facebook. Cool. Got the guys praying for people on here already. That's good. Christine, prayers for Emily. Absolutely. Intestinal impactation. Doesn't sound like fun, does it? So the intestines, be loosed. That's right. Intestines, you must be loosed for her. We're going to get in our circle and lift this up corporately here. Marianne, yeah. Yep, still declaring for Julie. Julie is fully made whole. In the name of Jesus, absolutely. God's blessings are good. I'm kind of working backwards here. Yeah, Chris, keep reading. Mark, that's good. Kyle, yep. Trying to do what I can here, Kyle. Repeating as we can. Bless God. Look who's watching here, too. Chris, amen. Janice, oh, yeah, for Gail. Okay. Janice, we're lifting up Gail for sure. Gail and Mike. Mike, that soldier. Mike has shoulder surgery. Okay. That does not sound like any surgery. Surgery never sounds like fun, because it isn't. And obviously Noah, God bless Noah. That's really good. Oh, somebody actually commented. They like the words on the screen. They can sing along. That's good. Thank you for that feedback. That's good. Benita is lifting up Alex and Minwa. Thanks for spelling it out like that, because I think that's how you pronounce it. Man, they've had to deal with miscarriages. So we just speak the blessings of life for them, absolutely. Let's see, who else did I miss here? There's Julie, Brenda, okay. Let me double check one last time, see if something else popped up here in the last minute. Oh, Karen is watching. Karen is watching. God bless you, Karen. We miss you, and we're lifting you up for just your full healing in the name of Jesus. So that's good. I think I got it.
Jay, I was trying to get hold of Stephanie, who comes with the ladies.
Yeah.
I was told she no longer works with them.
Oh, really?
And I can't get a hold of her.
Okay. So, you said Stephanie, right? Stephanie, yeah. Stephanie, okay. Well, we're lifting up Stephanie then, too. Okay. Well, good. Hey, let's get in our circle. And you know what? I got to find my quick butt. Find my button here real quick. Let's spin this guy around here. See if this will work. Oh, you guys want to hang out back there? I'm going to move Linda out of the way. All right. I'm sure you're a rose between thorns, aren't you? Linda, I'm going to move you over here just a little bit. So everybody can see our circle. How's that sound?
Last week, only one who could see was me.
It was you?
Because I was where I was standing with my blue blouse on.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, well, God is good. God is good. So, Lord, we thank you for another Thursday night. And thank you, Lord, for getting me here close to the end. This has been a technical challenge, but bless God, He gives me the tools I need. He gives me the peace I need. So, Lord, we thank you for your abundant grace and abundant mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the people that we're being touched, you know, both here and out through Facebook. There's many things that are being lifted up, Lord. So, I've just got to make my list sometimes. There's just many things that I don't always remember. But I thank you, Lord, for bringing Bruce here. Thank you, Bruce, for blessing us in song and your quick wit. and for your family and everything else be involved too. That's awesome. When you can't sing, be funny. Okay, but you get to do both, my friend. God bless you. Thank you, and thankful for your joys. Donna being back, the guys from Dartown. Yeah, for Noah. That's neat to hear. But Lord, we thank you that Noah is made fully whole. That last bit that might be messing with him on that one lung, I thank you, Daddy, that it just comes together perfect for nothing. Is impossible for you, O God. Absolutely nothing is impossible for God. So thank you, Lord, that Noah's watching now, that Chris is watching now, that he knows that God is there, and we're rejoicing in the victory, and the glorious victory in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. And Lord, it's a special peace for Rita's family, for her cousin. But we thank you, Lord, that she's with you now in glory, right? She's hanging out with you. I mean, these pains and that she's been enduring and suffering, that you know, the devil lost. The enemy lost. That's at the end of the day. You know, on this earth, it seems like, for those of us who don't have faith, it seems hopeless. It's like, what is this all about? The world is cruel, and it is cruel. But our God is merciful and just. So I thank you, Lord, for the blessed memories of her, of this cousin, as we just focus on seeing her again with you in paradise. So we speak the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding. For your Rita, for the whole family, in the name of Jesus, because God is good. Linda, for all your friends, for John, we speak a brand new heart for John, okay? Mm-hmm. Brand new. And we speak brand new everything for you. Let's take care of these eyes and all the other stuff
and
that
I'm
this
sure.
fall has got. And all the soreness is going to go away here. We're going to lay hands for you, okay? We're going to do our circle prayer, and then we're going to pray for you, right?
Okay.
We're going to lay hands on it. So all that's going to go. And gosh, and for all your joys, for your pottery wheel coming, and all the other fun things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God is good.
Yeah, I'm going to do a pottery. It'd be the first time I ever did that.
It'd be the first time for you to do pottery. How awesome is that? That's really good. Oh, Debbie, getting so close to retirement. So close for retirement. But we're lifting up Rosie's cousin. Okay. Rosie's cousin that's now dealing with pneumonia and just the dialysis, I think you said, right? And all these things. Lord, we thank you for just brand new for her entire body, mind, and spirit. Just as the infection is crushed, it is bound, it is cast off and cast out. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, we thank you. So we thank you, Lord, as she breathes easily, that pneumonia is crushed, that there's no need for more dialysis as her body is just supernaturally touched and restored. Restored for Lord. Your word tells us where two or more are gathered, you are here, and things happen. So I thank you, Daddy, that all these things go. In the name of Christ Jesus. Thankful to see Mom back from Florida.
Yay.
That's awesome. Glad you and Dad are doing well. Yeah, thanks for bringing one nice day back with you, and and now the cold is coming back again. But that's just how it flies. Good Lord. Yeah, I wish you could hang more of that. Put that weather in your luggage, will you? And release it. Lord, we're lifting up Emily, Christine, for your daughter Emily. We're lifting her up, Lord. We're speaking to that intestinal compacting stuff that just got. Jesus has said it best. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you as that stuff is loose with no pain, no discomfort, no need for any medicine, surgeries. Just be natural, be made fully whole. So, Lord, we thank you. Touch Emily. Touch Emily and set her free. Set her free in the name of Jesus. Yeah, and lift, and Marianne had asked, hey, lifting up Julie. Yeah, we've lifted up Julie. We're proclaiming the victory for Julie. She is clean. She is free. She doesn't have any of this cancer garbage or any other things that the doctors try to say. Well, what? No. She is whole. She is clean. She is perfectly perfect in the name of Christ Jesus. Janice, yeah, for Gail and for Mike. Mike's surgery, man, we're speaking the glory of Jesus for Mike. So the doctors will be absolutely amazed. Like, oh, this is much better than we thought. And supernaturally fast healing for Mike's shoulder, right? And peace and healing for his wife also for Gail. And Bonita has lifted up Alex and Minwa for this couple. They've had the joy of new life taken away from them, you know, through miscarriages. I mean, such a joy there is knowing that that's such a huge blessing. But Lord, we just speak peace for them. Peace for them. Don't let the enemy discourage them, Lord. Because that little child, I don't know the length of the miscarriage. It doesn't matter. A child is a child. And it's a special soul in heaven. So Lord, we just thank you as your peace, which surpasses all understanding, just fills them through these times. But that you touch them, Lord. Touch these bodies. Touch the bodies for what are needed for a perfectly perfect pregnancy. All the way through, just everything perfect, Lord. For blessings upon blessings, we speak for this couple. Just the joy of Jesus, Lord. And Karen, boy, we miss Karen. We miss Karen here on Sundays. Yeah, Karen, if you're still watching, get in here. Get in here. We, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Be made fully whole. Be made fully whole. And also for Stephanie, right? And for Stephanie, yeah. And I got to double back. For Sonia, okay?
Yes.
For Sonia, because Sonia needs these little babies to stay in there. Is it twins, right?
Twins.
So Sonia, for those twins, you stay in there at least your 34 weeks, yeah. Right? We need another, what, 2.5 or 3 weeks probably, right?
But they don't know if they're half flat.
Oh, they don't know if they're boys or girls or whatever? Oh, they don't? Oh, good for them. In this modern age, everybody tends to want to know. God bless them for going for the surprise.
If it's a boy, it's
that's well. Good. If it's a boy, the name will be Elijah? Awesome. And if it's a girl? Well, they need two boy names or two girl names or one of each, right?
If she needs a biblical name for a strong woman, Deborah.
For a strong woman, Deborah. Deborah is, yeah, Debbie, I hear you. Deborah is a very strong woman. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Oh, that's good. And Lord, I thank you for the peace and provision that you provide for me to fix what needs to be fixed here now. it'll be muchos better for next week, technically. But God is always here no matter all the different challenges that come in our way. Let's share the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, what's up? Oh, yeah. Yeah, where's Tom today? Yeah, we're lifting up Brother Tom. Tom is usually here every Thursday, yeah. So Tom, if he's watching, or we'll be watching, regardless, we're lifting him up. So, Lord, we thank you for peace for Brother Tom. He's a stalwart. He's a good man. Good man with a heart for Christ. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for you, young lady. Do you want to stand or sit?
I stand.
You're going to stand. All right. So you fell backwards down the steps and just had all this stuff happen. All right, guys, let's gather around, huh?
And I was by myself.
Oh, yeah, but God is good, right? God is good. That is good. So, Lord, we thank you for Linda. Lord, we thank you that, glory to God, she's getting already. We thank you, Lord, that Linda's made fully whole. these things can happen like this in our life, Lord, different things coming into play. But we thank you, Lord, for the joys that she had no broken bones. She just is in some pain right now from this fall down the steps. So, Daddy, I thank you in the glorious name of Christ Jesus, as every muscle, every tendon, every ligament is now at loosed and free and at full peace. At full peace, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, these things happening around her eyes. Her eyes are starting to try to turn black and blue. We come against that right now. And we command that the eyes be at perfect peace and be fully restored. So all you blood vessels and all that around the eyes, be at peace. Be at peace right now. Be at peace in the name of Jesus. Linda, declare this for me. Say, this healing belongs to me.
This healing belongs to me.
Because of what Jesus has done.
What Jesus has done.
I am fully healed now.
I am fully healed now.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
All right. Now you just hang loose and everybody repeat after me. This healing belongs to Linda.
This healing belongs to Linda.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Be fully healed now.
Be fully healed now.
In Jesus' name. All right, just hang loose a second here. Linda, what are you feeling? What would hurt before? Just kind of if you move around or what?
It's my back.
Okay. Move your back around a little bit and kind of twist around a little bit. Tell me what's going on. Is it same, better, or worse?
Better.
Better is good. You still have some pain?
Right.
Okay, Mom, would you put your hand right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
But
good.
Tuesday, I've been hurting everywhere.
Okay. All right. But God is good. All right. All right. So, Lord, I thank you for what you've given so far. And Daddy, I thank you right now for a finished job. Yeah. So Lord, let her feel your power, just loosening this back, taking care of that last little bit of pain that's coming through. So we call the Holy Spirit fire of God on her, Lord. And she is purified, made whole. And then, what are you feeling there, Mom? Because I'm feeling it. And thank you, Jesus.
I'm getting laughter.
Yep. That's good. That's good. You getting a little warm, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I had a feeling you would be. That's what God does. He's loosened up all those muscles, taking care of all those pains. With all every last bit. That's right, because God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Papa. Masharakarada. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is so good. God is so, so good. We're gonna stick with you here for a little longer. She's still hot. I'm going to let her cool down a little bit, and we know she's got it all going through. Was it mostly just your back, Linda, or was it anything with your legs or arms? Or?
Not my legs.
No legs, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Just to the back. Yeah, her back's really hot right now. Do you feel that, Bruce? Yeah, God is good. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, everything's getting hot on her. Yeah, that's what God does. That's how God likes to heal. And for anybody that's still watching on Facebook, this is you can receive the same thing. Just claim it. If you're having any pains, any back pains, just anything you're suffering from, just give it to God right now. For we call the Holy Spirit, that same Holy Spirit that walked with Jesus on this earth 2,000 years ago, is the same Holy Spirit with us here right now and with those of you watching on Facebook. It is the Holy Spirit is with you, the same Holy Spirit that walked with Jesus. Just think about that. So, Lord, I thank you as your Holy Spirit touches all watching and listening now and any who watch later. It doesn't have to be live because that Holy Spirit will bring things to recollection and to remembrance. Yes, he will. Linda, move around for me a little bit. Check your back. Tell me if there's anything left, even a twinge.
I'm hot.
You're hot. Yeah, you're hot. We've established that. You're feeling the power. That's hot. That's good. You're good. Move right. Whistling around. Okay. Any pain trying to come with you? It's all good there. Oh, God bless her. She's even bending. Right there. Okay. Let's hit that. Let's hit that. Debbie, put your hand there. Put your hand there. All right. That's good. Let's get the last bit. Sometimes we got to go after it a couple times. That's
and
all right.
I lost my memory today.
Well, hopefully you forgot something bad, and that's fine. I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you. You know, I'm kidding you because we love you.
I know.
We love you, but that's good. Your eyes are looking a little better here. Let me just do a little more for you, okay? Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've given so far. And we thank you, Daddy, for a finished job. I thank you that last little pain is leaving, Linda. I thank you, Lord, as the eyes. Everything around the eyes, that black and blue stuff, Lord, just shrinks and leaves. It doesn't belong. It's illegal, and it must bow. It must go.
Daddy, go.
That's right. In the name of Jesus, it's got to go. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, every last bit. For our God is an awesome and amazing God. Awesome and amazing.
We can sing that by heel.
Let's do it. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. One more time. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. How awesome is that? Now, check your side.
Oh, I feel good.
God bless you. But God bless you, sweetheart.
He had to have been with me.
God is always with you, right?
Because when I fall down backwards.
Yeah, when you fall backwards.
Long time ago, I would not know what to do.
Yeah, so if you had fallen back a long time ago before you really knew God, you wouldn't have known what to do.
I wouldn't know what to do.
But now that you're walking with God.
And I sat up and I said, what I did.
Okay, so you're at the bottom of the steps then and you stood up and you're trying to figure out what happened?
And I had a hood. And the hood went over my,
right.
my head.
Oh, the hood came up over your head when you fell backwards? See, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
And bye, Rita.
And the button I had,
yeah,
it fell off of me.
Wow.
And so then, somewhere else, so they called me, but they didn't call me.
Okay.
And so I said, what to do? So I looked around, and I saw my phone, so I went again.
Yeah.
And then I went up the steps and called Debbie.
Oh, wait a minute. So you fell down the steps and you had your phone in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went and found your phone.
Yes.
Then you went up the steps because the phone had fallen out when you fell. So you picked up the phone, went up the steps, and called Debbie.
Yes.
And the rest is history.
Okay. And if it ever happens again, you will press that
press button.
And it will answer you and say, do you have an emergency?
Yeah. And the buttons, right.
You don't move. But if you can reach your phone, then call me.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But
I'm going to shut down. Let me say goodbye on Facebook. Let's say goodbye to our Facebook folks. God bless you, everyone. It's great to fellowship with you. We thank you for hanging out, listening on the music, and joining us here. So hope to see you next week. Remember, stay focused on God. God is awesome. Have a great week.